Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I'm going to love you.
Like right, time now for us to review another year in musical history. This week in 2006 saw five fairly varied performances in pop music, starting with Keith Urban, who's been somebody I've never, ever connected with on any level. Here he is with a song called Making Memories of Us, number five, during this week in 2006. Crank it up, Richard. Right?
I want to stand out in the crowd for you.
See, when I hear that lyric, I listen to this song, it doesn't stand out at all. It just sounds like another country bumpkin musical.
You know, it's interesting about the top five. The Australian
country bumpkin.
The Australian country bumpkin. That's
yeah,
Keith
he's
Urban.
He's married to, what's her face?
Miss Forehead. Yes.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's funny about the top five here, Doug, this week in 2006.
Yeah.
He is now an American Idol judge.
Yes.
The next one is an American Idol theme
winner.
Song. No, not winner.
Oh.
And the third, number three song is an American Idol winner.
All right, so let's get rid of the mystery here. The number four song this week, 2006.
Because you had a bad day.
Referring to Richie's discovery that Daniel Powder is the... I don't remember how this fit into American Idol because I wasn't a big fan.
When they used to have people that were voted off the American Idol island.
Oh, they paid.
And they would do the little tribute to the contestant. This was the song.
All right, Victoria, are you an American Idol fan?
I'm more of a fan of The Voice, but I have watched Idol throughout the years at different times.
Really?
And I remember the Daniel Powder thing. Yeah, right. That was, yeah, I thought that was a bad choice, but.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hitting you between the eyes with whatever the results were.
Yeah, having a bad day.
Yeah, having a bad day. Get lost.
Arrivederci. How pathetic are you? See you later.
Yeah.
How pathetic are you? All right, so. I believe Kelly Clarkson won the second year?
First.
Oh, I thought Underwood won the first.
Nope.
Kelly Clarkson, winner of year one on American Idol because of year number three during this week in 2006, which would have been, what, the year after? This is her 15th year of this, so it started 2001. Okay, so she had a career going by this time. Anybody like this? Everybody like Kelly Clarkson?
I like Kelly Clarkson enough.
Yeah.
Enough. How do we measure that enough?
Well, I'm not going to rush the stage is what I'm saying.
Right. Really?
Okay. All right. So something else you don't know, Victoria, is that Roberta is one of the Primero Bruce Springsteen's fans in the country. How many concerts of his have you gone to over the years?
I stopped counting at about 250.
250.
I'm going tonight. Tonight's the Madison Square Garden makeup show. From a snowstorm that was canceled from a snowstorm.
I thought you said make out show.
Yeah.
Well, I wish it was that.
When's the last time you saw Bruce Springsteen?
L.A. a week ago.
Yeah, okay.
So the two L.A. shows. I didn't go to L.A. 3. I went to L.A. 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Were you next to the kid who asked Bruce to sign his tardy note for school?
Yeah, no. No, but I was right up front for both.
Roberta posted a picture on her Facebook page of her hand on Bruce's thigh next to the stage.
Perfect. Yep. Well, I've had my hands on his rear when he crowd surfs. Yeah.
That's what you're dealing with here, Victoria, just so you know.
I'm hardcore.
Okay. Number two. Lifehouse and songs called You and Me. Number two this week, 2006. Richie, crank it up. I don't really remember this song.
Yep.
You?
I've seen these guys live. They're great, actually.
Are they? What makes
really
them great?
Really. They're just a great live band. They sound just as good as their records.
Really? All right. So I'll let that statement speak for itself, folks. Number one, James Blunt.
You're beautiful.
That's a very nice song, I think.
You're beautiful.
I would say this for Roberta and
you're
Victoria.
You're
both beautiful ladies. Richie, you're not beautiful.
You've never even seen Victoria.
She has a nice way about it. I would say beautiful way about her. And if I were to, well, I have to counter that because of, as far as Roberta's way is concerned, sometimes it's not
Excuse
so beautiful.
Excuse me? Hello?
Hello
She's
yourself.
She's got her moments.
Yeah, she has that
hello?
For sure. She has her moments. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Well, no doubt about it, kids say the darndest things, and I've got an example of kid speak you gotta hear to believe. Here's the overheard on the playground science of it. Once upon a time, kids said, "My dad can beat up your dad." Well, you can't say that anymore. Zero tolerance for violence. Instead, when one child hurts, offends another child, they start screaming, "I'm going to sue you." No surprise in our litigious society full of judge shows and attorneys commercials, children now threaten lawsuits for their protection. What's the cheap psychological trick? It's possible to teach kids how to problem solve without threats. To teach your child this skill, ask them to come up with ways on their own to solve the problem honorably, then reward them when they follow through. Got a parenting question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We're spending more and more time plugged in, checking email, playing games, hanging out on social media sites.
Our smartphones, tablets, and laptops always seem to be within arm's reach. And our connectivity is creeping into our downtime, our sleep time, and our family time. How can we embrace taking a break from technology?
Blogger Patrick Roan suggests creating a tech-free zone in your home, a place where books, pen and paper, board games, and other such items are not only welcome but championed.
What room in your home could become a place where gadgets get checked at the door?
Get off the grid and get in touch with your creativity and imagination to important skills that lead to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.